Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Oh, it's time to see what's trending on the internet, because it's time to have some trending pepper wings. We were just talking about lemon pepper wings. We're talking about Sweet Lou loves the lemon pepper wings. Talking about the Lakers, talking about the Clippers. It's all happening all at once, as well as talking about what's trending with none other than the scam goddess herself, Miss Lacey Mosley. How art thou? How art thou?
How art thou?
How art thou?
How art thou?
You good?
Hey, happy to be here.
Okay. Let's start off with what's trending. Jerry Harris is trending from the Netflix series Cheer. Okay, if you didn't see it, he was probably one of the breakout stars of it, besides like the one emo girl who could like flip like it was nobody's business. But Jerry was like a huge star. Like he had all this got all this extra shine after the series had ended. He has been arrested, in Illinois, I believe by the FBI. Ooh. or the FBI arrested and charged him with producing child pornography. And a lot of allegations, with essentially sex with minors and a few, like soliciting like nude images, from minors. Sure. So yes, I'm always caught off guard by things like this. But in general, this is wild, because I remember the show. He was very, I guess it's maybe we just needed to be more suspicious. In the show, he talked about how much he likes to mentor younger people in Cheer. And I remember there's like a scene where he was like actively watching like younger, like people were like, Jerry will watch anything. Like he'll watch an old tape of a middle school cheer competition from, you know, 8 years ago. So yeah, very, very unsettling.
Yeah, we just thought he was dedicated to cheerleading. We didn't know he was creeping on the children.
What else? Hashtag 911 is coming, is blowing the fuck up on Twitter. And that's an awful pun, but I don't know what it's something to do with Lady Gaga, from what I can tell. I'm sorry to all the what's her like fans call, like creatures,
the Gaga, the monsters, maybe?
Monsters. I'm out here being like creatures. What they call them, creatures? I tell you what, is when them Gaga creatures came to town. But yes, they are really excited for some, I guess you got a new single out or new everything. Yeah. I don't know.
911 is a single, and then the music video is going to come out. She apparently teased that 911 is coming out soon.
Oh, okay. So I get it. You know, if you're a Gaga fan, you know, her videos are typically an entire mood, an entire vibe, even a stunt, a whole situation, if you will. So I get it. Okay, good for y'all. But the only 911 I will recognize is the one from Wyclef Jean.
Someone please call 911.
You know what I mean?
Tell them I've been shot down with a bullet to my heart.
Ooh, thank you. See, you respect the culture. Bars from one Wyclef Jean. And then Best Buy is trending on like Google, number one. I don't know why. Like you click it, they don't even know. They can't even tell you why everyone's searching. I know why everyone's searching. It's because everyone's talking about all that damn PS5 pre-order and just how big an L somebody took on everything. So it seems, people got PS5 on the brain.
Right. And they've run out of pre-orders is what I heard on the streets. So people are quite upset.
And on the official website as well. So no matter where you get your news, it seems like all signs point to sold out PS5s. If anyone in Zeitgang, you know, like you got the plug, you work somewhere, you know, you can set one aside, you know what I mean? Maybe
right,
I'll slide
you got
you a couple
some bots.
Bucks, you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't fuck with bots. You know, bots are fucking the game up, Lacey. You know what I mean? That's what the sneaker game's all fucked up. You know, that's
you
why
gotta
you
got to get with the scam. You got to get you a bot.
I am. That shit. Well, that's why I'm like looking at these replica sneakers. You know what I mean? I'm not paying $500 for some shits that only cost $160. Come on now. This is 2020. We got
I sell bots out of my car.
Well, that's not how they work, but I like that, and I like that energy. and then finally, 1776 Commission is a trendin'. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like some video game for like, you know, like white nationalists? In a way, it's an educational program for people who absolutely want to obscure and misinform the youth of America. Not to mention right now, there was a really frightening statistic that I think like 1 in 10 young people think the death toll from the Holocaust is like grossly exaggerated. So, you know, add that to a president who is wanting to create what he calls a national commission to promote patriotic education.
Which sounds like dictatorship. Like we are like, yeah, what, yeah. 2 weeks away from a Trump statue that we all got to pray to? Like, that's
nobody's
wild.
Yeah.
And it's a response directly to the 1619 Project, which is like, those are facts about this country's sordid history. And you're like, no. American flag. We got a new program.
Can't let people know about chattel slavery or anything like that, or carceral labor and how that might translate to the situations of now. That's absolutely, don't do that. Because, I mean, this is the thing. He was complaining of like sort of comparing the 1619 Project to what he calls, quote, propaganda tracts like those of Howard Zinn. Now, I don't think Donald Trump has read A People's History of the United States to know what he's saying, but I'm sure, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Goebbels, a.k.a. Stephen Miller, was probably in his ear about it. He's like, that's another book that is trying to tell too much about what actually happened in history and treats like the acts, like the horrific things that happened in American history as like horrific acts rather than like holidays where we were just shaking hands with brown people. That book is bad too. So we should get rid of that. So, you know, the 1619 Project, it's a Pulitzer Prize winning piece of writing, journalism, research. It is fundamental for any person to understand the foundations of slavery in this country and how it all relates and just to see how much things are still relevant today. But I guess that's the thing. When the truth is so dark, you just have to hide it at all costs.
Right. And also you don't want these children tying it to these systems that exist now to still promote that kind of oppression. You don't want people to start figuring it out, putting the dots together. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, it really is. And all that because we just want people to understand where we come from, so we make sure we don't go there again. But it seems like the reason is we want to go there again. That's why we're trying to tell people where we came from. I didn't nail that metaphor the best way I could have, but I think you guys get it, and that's why I love y'all.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's Make America Great Again. They're like, we're turning the train around.
Yeah, absolutely. They're like, hold on, is this thing going reverse? No? All right, fuck it. We'll just blow the tracks up. We'll just walk. Don't worry about it. We're good. So, yes, another day in America. Lacey, thanks so much for stopping by. You know, it's always good to see you. Come by. Let's talk again tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, because why not?
The conversations are so electric. You know, people were really loving today's show with Langston. You're really going to love tomorrow's show, too. So, please, until next time, we'll see you later. Take care of yourselves. Do something about white supremacy in the sense of try and dismantle it in any way you can, no matter where you are. Do something about it. And also, peace and blessings to you. I think I said that. Wear a mask, wash your hands, all that. Believe in science. And, you know, walk one with the scam goddess, because she will not lead you astray. Okay? Mm. See you then. Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.